animals. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday, December 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Tim increasing the discount for today. I got a couple of text messages during the break. 50% off and free shipping until midnight tonight. If you've been thinking about getting the products, definitely, definitely do it today. One of the things you have to understand is that this is a one-day promotion to get the extra 10% off. And you have to understand that these products work. Vicki and I use them, absolutely believe in them. If you don't get the internal, any of the drops, soft gels, or gummies, at least get a tube, perhaps two of them, because basically with 50% off, you're spending the money to get two tubes for the price of one today before midnight. This external intense relief rub product is phenomenal. Absolutely use it every single day. Either a shoulder joint or my wrist, my elbow, my hip, whatever, definitely, definitely use it. Now, just one little tip, if you use it at night before you go to bed to help you sleep, you're rubbing it into your, let's say, your shoulder or your elbow, you still have residue on your finger. I know this sounds kind of gross, but stick it up your nose, each nostril. Opens up your passage, your sinus passage, and makes the tissue inside your nose. I have not woken up with the garbage that I normally had in my nose, where I had to blow my nose in the morning before I could even go on the radio. All that's gone away. The tissue inside my nose is nice and soft, and absolutely believe it's because of the intense relief rub that I've put up my nose. But it makes you breathe easier, and I don't know, I just sleep better. So again, PatriotsRelief.com is the website, or give them a call, 877-230-1776. I think another reason my throat's a little sore this morning is because I was yelling at the TV last night. How many of you watched the Lions game against Green Bay on Amazon? Halftime, lines are up, like usual, 17-7. They had a 10-point lead. They come out of halftime, and Green Bay gets the ball. They go right down the field, like in a minute and 30 seconds, score a touchdown. It's 17-14. I'm like, you're kidding me. Okay, we're getting the ball back. We can score a touchdown, counter that, no problem. Nope, doesn't happen. Green Bay gets the ball back, goes right down the field. About 4 minutes into the second half, I think it was 11 minutes left, Green Bay's up, 21-17. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. 10-point advantage gone. 4 minutes into the second half, I go, oh boy, here we go. Back and forth, back and forth. They'd score a touchdown, we'd score a touchdown. They'd score a touchdown, we'd score a touchdown. I'm like, this is amazing. About 3 minutes left, I think it was, in the game. Lions get the ball after Green Bay scored again. And it's tied 31-31. And I'm like, man, this is going to be a nail biter. Two passes right out of the gate. I think it was 17 yards and then 19 yards, and they're moving down the field. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, guys. There's too much time left on the clock. Don't score too fast. You need to slow this baby down. Sure enough, they did. Slowly, methodically going down the field. They're now within field goal range. Bates is a phenomenal young kicker. This kid's got a leg on him that's unbelievable. So I'm confident at this point that, you know, they're going to win. Comes down to, I think it was about, probably about the 20-yard line, I think it was. Fourth down. Problem, there's like a minute left on the clock. And instead of kicking the field goal to go up, Dan Campbell, his offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, decides to go for it. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. If they stop us, we're tied. Green Bay goes down the field and kicks a field goal, they win the game. This game was critically important because Lions winning that game last night against Green Bay, they clinched the division, they're in the playoffs. It's that simple. You win, you're in. Snap the ball. Quarterback Jared Goff turns to hand off the ball to the halfback Montgomery. His lineman, upon the snap, stepped back to set up his block, and he stepped right on Goff's foot and tripped him. He's turned, and he's going down to the ground. Had this been college football, he would have been called down because his knee's on the ground. One knee is on the ground. He's falling as he's handing the ball off to Montgomery. But NFL doesn't have that rule. If you touch your knee to the ground, you're not down unless contact by the opposition, by the defense. He stumbles as he's falling. Knee on the ground, reaches up and puts the ball right in Montgomery's belly. He slants right, takes off, first down. New set of downs. They run the clock all the way down to 2 seconds. Campbell calls a timeout. Bates comes out, sets up for a field goal. Green Bay's out of timeouts. They can't play games with his head. They can't play, call a timeout. The play is snapped. 39-yard field goal right down the middle as time ran out. So if you didn't see the game, that's basically the game in a nutshell. Lions won 34-31. Great game. A little bit of luck. No, it was skill. But man, nail biter. I had, I think, 3 heart attacks during the game. One of the things that it shows is the grit of this team. They know they can win. They know they can win. They've done it enough times this year especially, and it's really, really disheartening because the very first game of the year, and Dan Campbell after the game admitted this, the coach, the head coach, he tried to go for it on fourth down right before halftime of that first game this year. Instead of kicking a field goal to give the ball back to the other team, he tried to go for it, and they stopped him. Later in the game, had they had that field goal, Lions would have won the game. Had he not screwed up by going for it on fourth down, had kicked that field goal, Detroit Lions right now would be 13-0. They wouldn't be 12-1, they'd be 13 and no losses. Folks, you know the last time, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put it out there for you, the question. Let's see how good you guys are on NFL history. You ready? Okay, here's the question. When was the last time, and what team was it, that went undefeated? No losses for the entire year. Text me the answer. Let's see who gets it first. I'm not going to say what it is just yet. As a matter of fact, we'll go through this break, and I'll announce it on the other side. Well, one of the things that you need to know, Lansing is out of session today. They've got the day off. Nothing is scheduled in Lansing. Democrats waiting for their... Now, did you guys Google this? Oh, Cliff, you're very close. I think you got the wrong year. I think. You got the right team, but I think it's the wrong year. Tim, yes, you nailed it. Bob, you got the team, but you didn't get the year. Bob listening down in Hillsdale. Text me the year real quick. Yeah, Randy and Gina down in Fenton, they got it too. So Cliff had the right team first, but Tim got the right team and year. Let's play this out. Let's see how many other listeners... Now, don't be Googling this on your phone and sending it to me. How many of you did that? If you did that, let's see, Cliff, Tim, Randy and Gina, Bob, George, text me Google if you asked your phone. Yeah, Bob, you got it right. Okay, good, good, good. Great game. Crowd went wild. Jared Goff got interviewed in the post game. It was great. It was fantastic. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We got a couple of guests in hour number two. We'll talk about it in the last segment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Excuse me. Man, this throat thing this morning is difficult. I got 47 unread text messages. I got 10 that says Google. So at least you guys are being honest. I appreciate that. So basically about 20%. Googled the answer, got it right. A couple of people got the wrong year, but the majority of you at least got the team. It was the 1972 Miami Dolphins. Probably will never, ever be repeated ever. Okay, another real quick one. Who was their head coach? Give me that answer real quick. Cliff Tulaney, county commissioner over in Presque Isle, he was only 8 years old. They played the Steelers on the Redskins, or the Redskins, I'm not really sure. Don't remember the opponent. That's interesting. I just remember Miami. Yes, Cliff, you got it right. Shula, Don Shula, yes. Who was the quarterback? Oh, this is a good one. Tim says it was Washington Redskins. Yes, he got it right too, Don Shula. All right, who was the quarterback? Yes, Bob Greasy. Yes, Bob Greasy. Okay, what's the name of his son who played for University of Michigan? What's his first name? Let's see how good you guys are. played for University of Michigan. He played quarterback like his dad. Bob got it right. Hillsdale, Brian Greasy. Okay, final question real quick before we move on. Who was the big, huge fullback? What was his last name? I think I remember his first name too, but what's his last name? Let's see how good you guys are. Tim got it. I think he misspelled it, but that could be his phone. Wasn't it Larry Zunka, right? Everybody's phone, yeah, spelling it C-Z-O-N-K, Zonka. Patriot Pat, he got it. Yeah, Tim got it, Larry. Okay, who was the fastest guy on the team? Even his first name made him sound fast. Anybody got that one? Two M's. Yes, Cliff and Tim got that at the exact same time. Mercury Morris. Yes. Man, that guy was a bullet. Fly right down the sideline. Greasy would pull back and throw that baby as hard as he could, as far as he could. And I don't care if he was overthrown by 5 yards. Mercury Morris caught up to the ball, caught it. It was a great team. Great team. Good defense. Good, good, good. Okay. 1972. Let's see. How old was I? 58. So I was what, 14? Cliff, I'm older than you? I didn't realize that. Let's see. Officer Rick, he always has interesting little antidotes. Brian Greasy was arrested for breaking out the front window of Dooley's Bar in Ann Arbor while he was a U of M football player. They probably lost to Ohio State or something like that. University of Michigan made the charges go away, he said. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Cliff, the linebacker. Nick Bonacani. You know, he never got the big name recognition like Alex Karras, Dick Butkus of the Chicago Bears, but he was a phenomenal linebacker for that Miami Dolphins team. I remember that. Yes, now that you brought it up. Let's see. Any other antidotes? Nope, basically that's it. You guys did good. And man, you were Johnny on the spot. I say it on the radio and you're texting me right then. Bam, that was great. So, let's see. Unread messages 81 we're up to with all those answers. So, greatly appreciate it. We'll have to do that more often. Sports trivia. Maybe we'll do that every Friday. The last segment of hour number one. We'll do that. Sports trivia. Text me a Y if you guys think that was fun and you enjoyed it. Text me a Y. We'll do it every Friday. Sports trivia with Trucker Randy. See who knows the most. Bob said yes. Tim said yes. Okay. Good, good, good. We have Carla Wagner coming on in the next half hour. Normally we do a history lesson with Pastor Chatfield from 10 to 11. Well, I asked Pastor Chatfield to come up with a lesson plan from 10:30 to 11 because Carla Wagner was in front of the Board of Canvassers for Axe My Tax. We're going to talk to her in the next segment. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with me.